Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right, good deal. I can hear you just fine.
Well, that's good.
So, welcome to Mike M's Collector's Corner, Rob.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we get to talk about your collecting habits.
Yeah, that's right. How
Before we kick it off, let's talk about your Walmart experience.
Yeah, so you went yesterday, right?
I went yesterday. I wasn't going to go because of social media was discouraging me.
Right.
And we were out and about going to lunch, and we just stopped at a Walmart. And even then I could not find the books, 'cause I don't usually shop at Walmart. I go to Target.
Same here. Yeah.
We couldn't find where any of this was, and I like asked like three people. Barb was looking herself too, and they were like, "I don't know where to find these books." And we don't have comics. What's a comic? And what I did is I said, "I'm gonna tweet Kyle," and I know Kyle Pettit's recorded with me on this show before, and he's also recorded me on a DC podcast,
I
and
heard that. That was a great episode.
yeah, thanks. And I had known he'd been to Walmart, so I just texted him. I said, "At Kyle, where the hell are these things?" And he said, "Go by the registers near the collector's thing." And sure enough, they were there, like with the Pokemon cards and stuff like that. And I saw quite a few. I mean, it looked like some people had been there, but there was only one Teen Titans left. There was just one left, and I grabbed it. So I got a full set, and they were all in good condition. What was your experience? Did you find them right away?
So we went today, and so obviously I'd seen the information that you shared, so I kind of knew in the general area, well, I knew that they'd be somewhere up front. I'm not familiar with the store at all either, so we walked in, and as we're walking through the front of the store, I could actually see, because I knew, what the box looked like, so I could see it off a little bit in the distance, and I went over there, and they had I think I got the second to last Superman. They had still a couple JLA and a couple Batman left, and they did not have any Teen Titans, so that was out. And I mentioned that to you. I didn't realize that they don't have an equal number or something in every
Yeah, I found that
shipment.
online that it was different. It's like when you get a box of toys like at Walmart or Target. Like you get a box of Star Wars toys or superheroes, and there's always like one figure that's rare. Like there's like 20 Batman, and you might have a hard time finding a Princess Leia or something like that. That's I some guy opened a box. I don't know if he's a Walmart employee or something, but said the ratios were like there was this many Batman, this many Superman, this many Justice League, and there were three Teen Titans. And I was like, "Oh, wow. Well, that explains it." I would have thought if I was DC, I would have just made them equal. But
Me
I
too.
guess they went by popularity. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I could sell 20 Batman. And then probably 20 Superman and X Justice League and then Teen Titans, nobody knows, so maybe this much. But you would think if they're targeting kids, Teen Titans might be a little bit more appealing, you know?
That's what I was wondering too before I talked to him. Like, well, maybe they saw these were kids, and I don't know, somehow it was sold. But so I was disappointed that they didn't have any of that one, but I mean, the comics themselves looked great. I haven't looked through the whole thing yet, but I mean, the covers just are very bright and colorful, and really
I
really
liked it, and I
has
liked
great
the
eye appeal. Yeah.
it reminded me back in the 100-page giants of reading like Batman and stuff like that, because there was like an original story and then there was a bunch of reprints, and that's what this is.
And it's funny because when we ended up checking out, cashier is, you know, grabs him, and she didn't see the barcode at all. She's like flipping it over and stuff. She goes, are these free? Like, no, they're not free. Here's the barcode. So she started scanning them. She goes, I didn't even know we sold comic books. I haven't seen these in years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you just started carrying a few. So I'll go back. There's two locations, so I might hit the other location later in the week and, you know, see if I can grab a Teen Titans. But I'm going to try not to obsess over it. If I can't get it, I can't get it.
A friend of mine posted on my Facebook page, and she said that she used to work in that type of area where – and she said that area is not stocked by Walmart. So it's like it's not surprising that Walmart knows nothing about those books.
Yeah.
So that area is stocked by like some third party, and they come in every Thursday and they restock. So if you went to that same Walmart on Thursday, you might be able to get a Teen Titans.
Yeah. So, you know, I might check it out, and I definitely will check it out just to see if they have any more or not. And
yeah.
If they do, I'll grab it. If not, then
and each one,
that's the way
each
it goes.
Of the books, they come back in 30 days for the next one. So I imagine a month from now, we'd go back and there'd be a new set of books there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was cool. It was cool to actually see them out there. And even though I was, you know, upset or disappointed, I should say, that I wasn't able to get all four, it's cool to see that, that, you know, other people are buying them, and you know, hopefully it's not the case that they're all putting them up on, you know, on eBay, but people are actually interested in reading them, because you know, you'd think if they're all being put on eBay, you'd go there and there'd be nothing there at all. You know, people would just buy out the whole
thing. I looked at the sold ones, and they were going for like $20, especially the Teen Titans one, and I imagine it's because of the rarity.
That's just crazy.
So, like,
to me.
Somebody goes and buys the three copies and then sells. You know, speculators do that kind of shit.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they're hoarders, so they can try to make a profit from the people that want the books.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I like the original content. I haven't read it yet, but I kind of thumbed through it.
Uh huh.
I think it looks awesome. Like in the Teen Titans, it has Scott Eaton art. And he's really good. I know Scott Eaton from like Swamp Thing issues and stuff, and he's got like a real detailed line work.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking here. I see the cheapest is like $15.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $15 for.
No, but I think that this is just. I think it's a one-time thing. Like, I think it's because people don't know what it is yet, and it's new, so it's like the popularity of it's going to be like high, and then it's going to drop with each subsequent month, kind of like sales do.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, my guest on this show, we already started talking about collecting, because these books are collectibles, obviously. It's an historical collectible too, because it's like the first time that I know of, outside of those three pack bundles where you get like a mystery book and two books, that you can go grab these at a retail outlet. You know? Outside That's of cool. like a bookstore. Yeah. But
it's
funny. A major retailer.
I went on a forum today, and I saw that somebody had started that as a whatever you call it, as a chat. Yeah,
yeah.
Thread. Thank you. And, you know, I thought maybe I'd see some excitement or something behind it, but everyone was just complaining about it. And I don't understand what there is to complain about. But
I think retailers think it's a threat because of the price point.
Mm-hmm.
Like a $4.99 book that they think they can sell, but I understand why DC's doing it. DC sees the trends, and all those sales look great. I think they look great for false reasons. And Dan DiDio was interviewed fairly recently, I think it was like 3 months ago, and he said the numbers aren't where we want them, and we keep them where we want them by having variant covers, you know? But that's not really getting new readers and stuff. So they're experimenting with this, you know?
I mean, why not?
If it works, it works. If it doesn't,
get
it
out
it
there.
Doesn't.
I mean, think about how many people, comics haven't been at, you know, non-comic book shops for the most part in a long time. And why not, you know, put it out where, I mean, millions of people go to Walmart every day. And it's like, why not put them out there and, you know, at least get people interested in that stuff. I think it was a good idea.
Yeah. It just, it would have to be somebody that's looking for it or knows about it, because they'd have to be in that Pokemon area or whatever.
That is true. Be nice to see them just, you know, they could even put them just, you know, at the regular registers, like,
well,
where they have candy and stuff.
Yeah, if they were at the register, they'd have a bigger chance for a wider audience, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
so
I don't know.
I think most of the people buying them, at least right now, I don't know what it'll be later, are people that know about it. Comic book collectors already.
Yeah, people who follow that type of news, that heard about it on a comic book news site and knew it was going to be there, so on and so forth. Probably only a few that just happened upon it. So, yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely.
If I find one, do you want me to get it or text you? Or do you think you'll be able to find one?
I'm sure I'll be able to find one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It's no biggie. But, yeah, I mean, we've got two opposite directions, two Walmarts in opposite directions that are probably 10 minutes away from us in each direction. So, yeah, I mean, it's
no problem at all. Yeah, we lucked out. It was the first one we hit. It's not even the one near our house. We just were out and about, and I said, let's go check. And just hit the – well, I think they were out early, too. I don't think they were supposed to be out till today.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
They probably were out Thursday, like that person on my Facebook page, Amy, said. She said that they stock on Thursday, so they probably been out since Thursday. It's my guess.
Yeah, they probably had no idea that there's a July 1st date or anything. They got them in, and like you said, those people are third party or whatever. They just stocked them, like, with everything else. So.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to some of the origins of Little Rob and his experience with comics. What actually kicked you off into this world of comic books?
So I remember, I must have been either 5 or 6, and I was at a friend's house. It was a guy my dad worked with. They were friends, and then, you know, he had a son that was just a year or so older than me, and just hanging out at his house, and went to a convenience store or something like that. You know, they had to go, and so I was, of course, with them, and I was, I was a big – already I was a big Star Wars fan. You know, the movie had already come out, and I saw a Star Wars issue. I believe it was number 19, Star Wars 19.
So we're talking about Star Wars 1977.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, number 19 probably, I'm guessing, came out sometime in like 78 or something like that.
Yeah, probably 78 or 80. It depends.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm going to look because I want to kind of nail this down. Yep. Okay. So that was actually the very beginning of 79.
Okay.
So I was about 6 years old, and I saw this, and I'm like, I love Star Wars. And to my memory, I had never read a comic book before. My dad was never into that. I didn't have anyone older than me that was into that. I have a brother, a younger brother, so I was the oldest child. So I don't remember any experience with comic books prior to this, but, you know, I knew Star Wars and I liked Star Wars, so I grabbed that and I read it to death. I actually still own it, and it's probably one of the comics that I own that's in the worst condition in my entire collection at this point.
But I mean, you still own it.
I still own it. Yeah,
that's special. That's like
I actually put it in Mylar, even though it's, not even
beat
worth
up.
10 cents.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's kind of like Chris Campbell's Fantastic Four number one story, except that one's
This
got
is
some value with it,
exactly.
even though it's beat to hell, you know.
Yeah, mine's not, quite worth that, but I mean, it was just like really, really just made me very interested just in general that there was something that I could really enjoy at that age at 6 or 7 and just delve into. So from that point,
And it was a
I
big
started.
deal too, because you never knew we were going to get another Star Wars movie, right? I mean,
No, no. I mean, back,
it's not like today when we get one every year or two a year.
and at that age, I wouldn't have even necessarily even known, like when the plan was, right, to make a sequel. I don't know when I would have heard such a thing, because it's not like there was any type of pop culture news that you could get your hands on,
Right.
and especially as a little kid. So yeah, it was really cool that I got that, and I think from there it just got me more interested. I really don't have any specific memory, but then we had a convenience store on our street corner growing up when we moved when I was in first grade. So at that point, I mean, you would just ride your bike or walk up to the corner and go in and stuff. And at that point, they had all the comic books, on the lower shelves of the magazine racks and stuff. And I started buying, Batman. I started buying Spider-Man. Justice League of America was a big one for me. And slowly but surely, I started getting more and more interested in different comics. And I think that you might have been the same. Excuse me, too. But you know how it is when you're young and especially back then, where there was no like internet and there's no way to really know about other things unless you've seen them. When you first see like a new a title that like of heroes, superheroes, or whatever, of stuff that you've never encountered before, it would just like blow my mind. I would immediately want to grab whatever it was. So if there was like a Blackhawk, I'm like, I don't know what this is, and I grabbed
Yeah,
that.
yeah. It was a smorgasbord, and you never knew what you were getting.
Right, yeah.
You
And
just said,
then
"This looks cool." You were driven in by the cover and some of the interiors, and then you would go purchase that based on what you saw.
oh, absolutely. And so the same thing, I mean, and it didn't make a difference to me. I've never been just a DC or just a Marvel person as a kid. I would just whatever looked interesting, I would just buy whatever. So I remember
That's
like the first
because
time
at
I
that age you don't know the difference.
No,
You
and
don't care about the logo, you care about what's on the cover.
right, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And a few years later, like I was about 10 when I saw the first time I saw an X-Men comic on the newsstand, and that was issue 160, so I grabbed that one. And then I kept every month I'd go back to the convenience store, although I couldn't even tell you if I realized that they were coming out every month or I was just, getting lucky that there was new issues or whatever. I don't remember when it probably wasn't until I encountered a comic book store that I realized that there was an actual like
Yeah,
regularity to this.
that's the same here. Even though at the back they kind of had the like coming next week
Yeah.
ads, I never really paid attention to them or had no concept of
No.
how that rack got changed.
Oh yeah, same here.
I
The what
actually think it was late in the game where I had just happened to go to the store when they were stocking the rack.
Oh really?
And the guy started talking to me, and he says, "I do this at this time every day, so if you want to get the new books before anybody else, this is when you should come." And
That's pretty cool.
I just random, just sheer luck, running into the situation and finding out when the rack was stocked.
I wonder how it used to work back then with. So, in my example, so I first encountered X-Men with issue 160 in. From that same convenience store, I bought 160 to 164. Then, like, the next month, there was no X-Men. The month after that, there was no X-Men. It's like, how did that work?
I think it was like a random distribution. That's what I think.
I'm wondering.
You could never guarantee the next issue was there.
Mm-mm.
Even with some of the popular ones, like you'd be following Batman and you're like, well, where the hell, why do I have three issues apart?
Right. It just falls off the face of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden, the next time I saw it at the same convenience store was months later. It was issue 171, and it had Rogue running away from the X-Men and said, welcome to the X-Men, Rogue, et cetera, et cetera. And then they had the next couple of issues, and it wasn't too long after that. So this was in 1983. I would have been 11. It wasn't too long after that that somehow, and I don't remember how I found out, if it was with other kids at school that collected comic books, it had to have been. I learned that there was comic book shops that only sold comic books. And I remember hearing you discuss that and on different podcasts, and it's like, oh my God, there's a store for comic books.
That's when I knew I can get books sequentially.
Right. Yeah. And so, I made my parents, drive me to this comic book store. And from that point on, it was Queen City Comic Books. And I was 11 years old, and I just kept going and kept going and kept going. And I've had a few detours here and there.
Let's talk about those detours. They're kind of important.
So they're minor detours in that there was a couple times – between when I first started going and then before the end of high school, that I would just fall away briefly from, like, oh, I don't feel like going, I don't feel like reading these or whatever, for short periods of time. And I say like 3 months, 4 months. I think the longest was maybe 6 months at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd always get right back into it, and then I'd have to go back to the comic book shop and then find all the back issues. So I wouldn't miss anything. And then sometimes I was successful and sometimes I wasn't, because again, if the comic book store was hot or something, you missed it. And if you couldn't find it around in any of the comic book stores in your area, then that was it. That really, like, I mean, I know they had the ads in the comic books themselves from like Mile High and stuff like that. But as a kid, I never got into that. So it was for some other titles, it wasn't until years later that maybe I even filled some of those that I missed. But when I went away for college for the first year, I went to Albany. So obviously I had to find a comic book shop, and just so happened there was one within walking distance of the dorm.
Yeah,
so
there usually is something.
Yeah, well, actually,
You can usually,
is right, next to University of Buffalo. So,
right.
Yeah.
You can usually go to a university, like if you need a comic shop locator.
Go to a college.
You can usually go near a college and find something, like within walking distance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. But I don't even remember what this place was called. But, I went there for a little under a year, and then I ended up transferring back to University of Buffalo. I went back to Queen City for a little bit, but I don't know if I don't remember seeing the owner a whole lot, at least not when I was going there. But there were some other guys that they weren't very friendly. I was missing out on books more often than I'd like.
A pull list, and you were missing stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I had a pull list. I was missing stuff.
Roughly what year? Let's go.
So I graduated from high school in 90.
Yeah.
So this would have been, coming back would have been, 91, 92. Okay. So things were, I mean, this is, I don't remember when all the speculating started.
I want to look at, because the speculating to me started roughly around, if I remember correctly, the death of Superman.
Yeah, and I think when it was that was a little later, right? That wasn't 90.
I think it was a little later. And that's when my shop started to shaft me. Like, if something was hot, I knew that they were not putting it in my box.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm looking. Yeah, you're right. So that was 93. Superman, Death of Superman, was January 93. So I was already out. I finally made a decision. I'm like, this is just annoying me. I'm getting aggravated. I'm getting angry going there. And that's not the type of situation you want when you're going to a comic book shop to enjoy your hobby. You don't want to be angry, you know, every week or every other week. So I finally made the decision to go a place that was a little farther away, but I tried it out, and they were so very friendly. They were great. Yeah. So I remember that's where I got my Death of Superman, because I remember, you know, it was in the news and stuff like that. So
where it really started, I think, was a little bit before that, but I remember that's when lines started to form. Like, because Spawn came out in 92, and that's kind of where this hype, where people, but before Spawn, I don't remember people like getting multiple issues. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to buy 10 copies because I'm going to be rich, kind of thing.
Right, exactly. That didn't work out for anyone.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, late 91, 92, and from there until the crash, that's when the market was, people were buying a lot of books.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I felt like, I don't know what was going on with Queen City at the time, but I mean, it was, and again, I don't remember the owner himself. I remember some other guys that just weren't all that friendly. And I'm like, I've had enough of this. So I went to a place called Sealy and Kane's for a few years. And it's not that it was so much farther away, although it was farther than Queen City.
Yeah.
There's no fast way to get there. So the only way to get there was like, you know, like one of the bigger streets, like, you know, in the town where – like every intersection is a red light. So, I mean, it would take forever just to get down there. So finally I'm like, all right, let me give Queen City another try. That was probably a few years after that. So it might've been like, I don't know, 95 or something. And that guy that was there before, he wasn't there anymore. And I started seeing the owner a lot more, and it became a good experience again. So I just kept going there all the time. And it wasn't until just a few years ago now, I want to say probably it's got to be going on almost 3 years, I'd say. Actually, I'm looking about 4 years. It's almost 4 years I've been doing DCBS.
Fully?
Fully since it looks like – actually, no. Fully – it has been 3 years. It's been fully April 2015. So it's only been about 3 years. So I started doing that just because I'm like, I need to.
The savings.
Yeah, I need to start saving some money on this.
Gas, too.
It saves gas. It saves money if you keep buying the same amount that you were buying.
Right, saves time.
And that lasted maybe 3 or 4 months. And then with the incredible savings that you get for these books, I just started buying more and more and more. and here we are today, where I'm spending more than I was spending when I was going to Queen City. And we know that their prices at DCBS are all like 40, 50% off, right?
Yeah.
And my comic shop, the Queen City, I think they only give a 10% discount. So, you know, the fact that I'm spending more at DCBS, I mean, that tells you, like, how much I started buying.
Yeah, the only reason I stay with my shop for DC primarily is because I have a close relationship with the owner.
Yeah.
So, like, I like him a lot. If it wasn't for that and, like, what he's done for me in the past and stuff with back issues and stuff, I would have switched entirely. And he did lose my business kind of because of customer service, but he didn't do what that other shop in Albuquerque did. The other shop in Albuquerque was selling my books for a premium price. So like if something became hot, they'd pull it out of my box and sell it for
Oh,
$10.
that is not right at all.
This guy never did that. He just forgot to order some of the obscure stuff. So
Yeah.
like like I was missing stuff in the back half of previews quite a bit, and I just got frustrated because I'd have like 1, 4, 7, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And
Right.
I had started listening to podcasts at the time, and they said, ooh, DCBS. And I was like, this is crazy, but I'm going to try it. And I think it was roughly around 2006, maybe a little bit before that. And I've been a happy customer for the most part. I mean, there's been one or two times. Most of the stuff has always been quality. The only time I've had trouble is during the move. That's
Yeah.
the only time I had some weird issues, and now it's like really stabilized.
It has stabilized a lot, which is nice. But I forgot to tell you, and I should mention that you're still supporting your LCS quite a bit. I'm still supporting them a little bit in that I still have about 15 titles that I get from there a month.
Yeah, I thought it was the X-Men. You get the
Yeah,
X-Men from them.
I do a lot of the X-Men, and then any of the books that I kind of did this when the changeover kind of occurred in one of Marvel's many re not reboots but renumberings, right?
Yeah.
So in I started to as they started to end and reboot, I started going to DCBS. So what you see me, except for the X-Men, so what you see me getting from Queen City are, besides the X-Men titles, longer running titles. Like I still have East of West, I still have Saga, I still have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because that's been going on for a long time. Walking Dead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So titles that have been just keep going and going, I've been getting through there. And then as any new X-Men titles come out and so forth, I'll put them on the pull list for the LCS just because, like you, I still want to support them, but when I initially went to DCBS, it's funny. This was, like I said, about 3.5 years ago. So it was like right in the middle of when, like I was really in the like a crazy Valiant phase,
Yeah.
listening to the Valiant podcast, and then VCP started and stuff, and I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell them at Queen City, like which they. Just the way that their system is, I couldn't tell them, please make sure I have this cover or please make sure I have
Cover
this,
D,
that.
you would get cover A, or is that it,
Yeah,
or?
or I'd get a random, like, let's say there were three regular priced covers.
Yeah.
I would get just a random one. So,
So they
I
had no
might say, make
concept
sure
of
that I
what
have A cover or I really
right.
like B cover. They wouldn't
They
fill
wouldn't
that. It would
switch
just
for
be a
you. They
random
would
cover.
just randomly give you what.
Yeah,
Give him
whatever
one
it
of
was.
these. Yeah, they're not
Yeah.
paying attention.
As they're putting them in people's,
Yeah.
bags or in their box or whatever,
Yeah.
they just, have their stack and just fill them and regardless. So,
See, my shop is really good about that now because with the DC stuff, now that they've gone logo-less on some of those covers, I think they're absolutely like beautiful. They're like
they are really
posters.
nice.
So like with some Batman, I told him for Batman, Detective, Catwoman, and I think maybe one other, give me cover A and cover B until I tell you not to. So
Right.
I've been getting all of them for at least 3 weeks.
See, and
And
that's nice.
he knows that like if there's an art germ cover, like I'm really big into art germ, and he knows like if Supergirl's doing art germ or there's going to be an art germ Catwoman cover or something, a Captain Marvel cover, he'll pull the art germ cover for me too.
Oh, that's cool.
But I don't like go out of my way to buy a 1 in 25 art germ. It has to be like an equal,
Yeah.
like a cover B or C or D that's the same price.
And I see it my LCS too. I mean, I could definitely do that on the DC side, but on the Valiant side, they might be getting four issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, who knows what covers they're even
And then you discovered
to be getting.
the bundle at 50% off, and you're like,
Yeah,
this
and
is
that's how I
nice.
started. I'm like,
Yeah.
well, let me get this, but because of the flat shipping, I'm like, well, I'm not going to just get that because it
Yeah.
doesn't really make it worth it for shipping. So that's why I waited for those relaunches for a lot of the Marvel stuff. I just started adding a lot of Marvel stuff. And at the time, I was still collecting maybe, well, whatever was still going for DC for New 52. So towards the end, the Batman was the only one that was still getting through Queen City. But prior to that, it would have been Swamp Thing, Animal Man, a couple other ones, but they all kind of ended earlier.
Yeah.
So I kept getting Batman, but then when Batman ended, and then it was
You
going to be Rebirth, I switched everything.
kind of gotten real disenfranchised in the New 52, though. I
It
mean,
made me
when they
tear
canceled
me
the first
upside.
round of books that you were in, you kind of
Yeah.
like lost a little interest.
I never been all in until Rebirth, and I was able to do that because of DCBS. But prior to that, when I wasn't happy about the renumbering, but I was kind of excited about New 52 and the a lot of the titles,
Right,
right?
because it
Because
had
they were
Things
odd.
of Crisis, an Infinite Earths kind of thing. Hey, they're relaunching their universe.
Seriously, and it was like not just the regular books all the time. I mean, they had a Frankenstein book. They had a
Yeah.
what was the first war book? I
I
don't remember what the war
Vampire,
book was.
Men of War.
Men of War, yeah.
Yeah, Black Hawks.
Black Hawks, yep.
Yep.
So I was really kind of interested in that. I probably got about th started with about 30 or so, 30 to 35 of the 52 titles. But I'll be honest, they just, for the most part, they didn't
They didn't hit it with
really,
you.
they did not hit it with me at all. And so, I mean, some ended very quickly, whether it was like Men at War or whatever. I mean, a lot of them only
Vampire,
lasted
yeah.
like 8 issues, right?
All-Star
So,
Western, that was good.
oh, that one
All-Star
lasted a
Western was
while, yeah.
excellent, yeah.
So, I mean, I was getting, and so it just kept whittling down and whittling down. And it's not to say that when, for a while, do you remember when they would cancel a wave of books, they would launch a same number to maintain 52?
Yeah.
I would try a bunch of new ones, but then eventually the last like two I don't New 52 is what about 5 years,
Yeah, it was
somewhere
5 or 6 years, I think,
yeah.
that
I would
ballpark.
say about half by halfway through, I really was just I felt like in a lot of the books, like I was just rereading the same like introductions of characters that I've already known for 30 years, and I didn't want that anymore.
It was the pacing. I think, I mean, I enjoyed it much more than you did, but I think the pacing was too decompressed. Like in character development, it was just slow. Like even the books you mentioned, they if you're reading them monthly, they were slow. The Animal Man Swamp Thing crossover,
I
the
just felt like they were
Rot
doing
World,
something interesting, though, even though
It
it
was
was slow.
interesting, but it lasted a long time. Like,
Yeah.
Rot World was a long time. And
Yeah,
I think it actually crossed over with another book too. Like, not like at the level that all the other books did, but I think something showed up. I can't remember what it was. It was one of those obscure books.
so I mean, and the one thing that I never got over, and I kept saying, well, I'm going to see this image enough, or it's going to be enough years into it that it's going to start to look normal for me. I could not get used to Superman's outfit. Like every time I looked at it, even if it was 3 years, after after the start of New 52, it did not look good. I
It was
didn't like it.
not a good design.
No, I just couldn't stand it. And for all along, I thought, well, you know what it is?
Cause he
It's.
lost the boots and he lost the underwear. And
Well, and
then
I
he had
thought,
the damn lines everywhere, kind of like Flash's outfit. Like,
Mike, you know what? I really thought, yeah, and I do not like those lines on Flash
yeah.
either, but you know what I really thought it was? I thought a big part of it was the trunks, But then when we got the rebirth costume,
Yeah.
I realized it's not. It was the collar. It was the
Yeah.
collar and the S. It was like all of a sudden it didn't make a difference to me in rebirth that he had blue boots. Now he didn't even have red boots and he had no red trunks, but because he had the lower collar to his
Right, it
like
wasn't like
collarbone.
the prince type collar that goes up the neck.
And I'm like, oh my God, he looks it, I even though I still preferred him with red trunks and especially the red boots, I'm like, I this is okay, this looks better to me. And it had to do with that collar that really bugged me a lot. It's funny how like these silly little things, it's like just threw me off so
I don't
much.
costumes I don't think I get too worked up. I definitely can tell you in my mind popular ones that I like and what I don't care for, but I don't think it ever takes me out.
That
It
was one of the
it
only ones
it's
that ever
I
did.
never ha I never have that problem.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
It's
it's
like the only
strange.
that was the only one. It
There was
really
some
was.
what hit me with Superman is just the tone. It was
Well,
like,
see, and I couldn't
cause
even comment on
he
that because I didn't read
represents
it.
like hope and like I don't know. It's just like the tone wasn't right for me.
I heard about it on a
And George
podcast.
Perez like launched it.
I
I
know,
mean,
and he's and I
and then you
love
had
George.
a yeah, and Grant Morrison was the other one. Grant Morrison was just doing his weird shit,
Yeah,
like.
I actually bought the first six issues of Action, and then I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
I'm out.
Action was weird for me because I would read like one issue and I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I'd read another one and I'd say, what just happened? Like, Morrison for me does that to me. Like, sometimes I'm just not in the mood to like really think. And he wants you to, I think. Like, he wants you to remember everything that he ever did and connect these dots. And I sometimes I just not in the mood for that. But
Sometimes I think
the
that
George
he
Perez
goes
one
out of his
was,
way to do that though. Like, you know what I mean? Just to, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's not sincere, I guess, is that he's just doing it to do it.
I think it's drugs.
Maybe.
I think in his heart, I really think this though. In his heart and mind, he really loves the DC characters because he shows like an incredible amount of historical knowledge from the Golden and Silver Age. It's just the way that he goes about it. And some people love it. Like some people just eat that shit up. It just I am not one of them. Like I loved his more straightforward stuff, like JLA, stuff that's more grounded in reality than him going off. I did like his Animal Man run when it was Vertigo.
Me too.
I loved Buddy, like in his family. It was just an amazing. I think that was like my first exposure to Grant Morrison too, or it was an early one.
I read that later. I probably it's been a few years now, but might be like the past 15 years that I've read it. And I
Yeah,
just read them all in trade.
I read it when it was coming off the shelf, and immediately, this is how much that it meant to me. I went back and bought his first appearances and stuff from Strange Adventures. I was like, I need to know more about this character because I just totally fell in love with them, you know. So.
Well, I have a Doom Patrol omnibus waiting for me to read, so it's going to be interesting to see which side of the coin I fall on
That
it for
one
that
reads weird. There's items that I love, 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 and then there's items that get too weird for me personally.
one.
Like I was listening to Nerdy Legion, and I think Nick had just finished Invisibles, and that got too trippy for me. Like I dropped out almost immediately on that book.
Yeah, I haven't read that one. But yeah, I
Well,
mean
so let's talk a little bit about back issue experience, like what franchises do you like to concentrate on your back issues, or is it random or?
I seem to I've been kind of focused on different things. When I was much younger, and I'm saying like probably when I first realized that there was even comic shops, and if I had any extra money, I used to focus on either Brave and the Bold or Justice League of America. Those were two books that I really got into heavily from my convenience store days. Both of them, but Brave and the Bold, I really was just a huge fan of.
We're similar in age. We're close. You're younger. But man, that jail, the Justice League of America satellite years were just absolutely amazing.
Right, and that's our time frame. And
And then,
I went into
when you
that.
got those JSA Earth 2 crossovers, oh my
Yes.
God. Like
Yep.
my mind was blown when they killed Mr. Terrific and
That
there
I
was
was
like
just
a
going to tell you that
mystery.
one. That's
I was
exactly what
like
the first one that's the first one that I remember experiencing.
yeah, that's one of the times when I was like, "Oh my God, I love this book." Like I
Yep.
just like I even remember that cover is ingrained in my brain.
Me too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's definitely a highlight. I got another one that I think I might have even covered it on Retro one time. It's issue 170, and it's a white cover
Yeah.
that they're
That's
all
what Oh,
flying with the
Batman's right. Yeah,
sun.
Batman's riding the bike.
Yes,
Yeah, in
yeah.
the center, yeah.
So I mean that was one of the first ones that I ever picked up, and I mean how could you not with that type of striking cover? But I mean it was super cool, and so that's those issues are kind of like my era, because like 170 might be the first one that I picked up at a convenience store, I'm not sure, but 171 is the very next one, the one that you're talking about with
Yeah.
the JSA. So I mean again, like this goes back to like I was saying before, like you read these other heroes and stuff. I mean, Justice League just in general blew my mind because I knew who Batman was, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and to some extent probably even had been exposed to like Flash or Green Lantern. But to see some of the other heroes, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then like the second issue that I probably pick up, it's got like a JSA. I have no idea what's going on. I have
Yeah.
no idea why there's two sets of, people named Flash and Green Lantern and Hawkman and stuff, but I absolutely love it. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Like, as a little kid, I didn't understand the history of it, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, for me it was the cartoon way before I knew about Justice League, the Super Friends. So like when the Super Friends aired, I was like, "Holy crap, is there a comic book that goes with it?" And there was a Super Friends comic book. But the Justice League was kind of it. Mine was way before yours, though. My first Justice League was 120, which I was introduced to Adam Strange, and I was like, "Who is this guy with the rocket pack?" I'm like, I like became infatuated with him. I was like, "I know these other heroes, but who's this guy?"
But I mean,
And I
isn't that
never
great?
saw him again until like Showcase 100. So
Yeah.
like I. But I always was looking for him. I was like, I love Adam Strange. Like, who's this guy from Rand that has a rocket pack and a gun?
It's awesome. But so those were some that like if I could find a cheap issue somewhere, and back then you might even be able to find them, I don't even know how much, less than $1 for sure. I'd go and buy some older back issues and stuff like that, and I'd try to fill different holes. But then a little while later, I got a paper route when I was would have been in sixth grade, so I guess what I was around 12 or so. And that gave me enough money that I could actually like look and buy stuff, and we would go to the there we used to have two flea markets around, and one we used to go, and this one guy, he was there at this corner of a little covered outdoor area every Sunday, and he had his famous $3 for $1 boxes. I think before, when I first went, I think there were $5 for $1, but then they ended up being $3. But then beyond that, he had just, you know, a lot of back issues in alphabetical order. And from him, I just started buying X-Men issues from, you know, the new X-Men. So from 94 up. So I would, you know, I basically had, with only a couple holes, like 160 and up from collecting. So I was getting the old, you know, any of the older stuff.
Yeah.
And when you're talking, when it was probably the mid 80s, these weren't tons of money, but they were still, you know, I mean, I might save up and I might buy one or two that were like $10 or $15. But I started doing that super, super early.
Mm.
By the time I had a car, I remember I bought a giant size X-Men at a used bookstore nearby. And then I ended up buying X-Men 94 from Queen City. And so at that point, I had the two big ones.
Yeah.
And I basically got the rest of the new run of X-Men and started going back and getting the older stuff. And I remember we went to a local con here, just at the Marriott, and me and my wife were there. She was my girlfriend at the time, and we weren't even engaged. I don't think we were engaged yet. No, I don't think we were. And guy was there and he had an X-Men number one, and I'm like, I don't know. Should I do this? And she convinced me to buy it. I'm like, all right, I'm buying it. So I bought X-Men number one. And
that's when she knew she was a keeper.
That's when I knew that she was a keeper. She definitely didn't say no, don't get it.
Yeah.
But she didn't even remain silent. She's like, no, you've wanted this. Go ahead and buy it. So I bought it.
When did Stacy realize how passionate you were about the hobby?
I think that shortly after we started dating, because we both still lived with our respective parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she'd come up and, you know, come to my house, and we'd come up to my room or whatever. And I mean, she would just see the comic book boxes all over the place. So, I mean, so she knew, but for her to still say, yeah, spend that type of money. I mean, there's a difference between just collecting and buying, you know, a lot of new issues or old issues that are, you know, a dollar each or whatever, and actually buying an X-Men number one. So the fact that she encouraged me to buy that was really special. And like, I think the next year we were up in Canada at the Toronto Comic Con, and I got X-Men 2, and
yeah.
I just kept going from there until
she,
it was only last year.
She knew you were passionate about it, and that's what I think a good marriage of comics makes, because they at least understand it. Like I can't imagine, like, I would have loved to know what Barb really thought when I took her to my room for the first time when we were dating. And cause my ceiling and walls, you could not see any white. You could not see any wall. It was just covered with superhero stuff. And I had a closet, and there was like Marvel stickers all over the closet. You know, the thing saying it's clobbering time. And my door, the outside door was stickerless for the most part, but the inside of the door was just covered.
That is so funny.
And then there were boxes above my bed, and I don't know, I was like, yeah, they were all over the place.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just comics, it was toys too. Like I showed her, here's where my Star Wars figures are, and I have the Death Star over here, my Millennium Falcon is over here.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a lot of that stuff, but I didn't have a lot of that stuff around with her.
Yeah.
So she mostly just saw the comic book stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike you, I didn't have a lot of comic book posters or artwork on the wall. What I ended up having were poster after poster after poster of nothing but Iron Maiden posters.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, every poster
the
is,
number
you know,
of
a
the
different
beast.
Painted. Yeah. Like, you know, a different painted,
Eddie.
You know, picture of Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just fascinated. The artwork just fascinated me. So, I mean, I had tons of space just with that.
Just
but,
out of
um,
curiosity, did I'm just asking this because of the Iron Maiden thing.
uh-huh
Did were you ever attracted to Evil Ernie at all, or no? Because he kind of reminds me of
he reminds me of him a lot. It looked kind of interesting to me, but I actually can say I never
got
ended
into
up
it.
On an issue. No, I don't have any issues of it at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I didn't get any of those. But yeah, I was a big Iron Maiden fan back in those days. But
I had a dresser drawer, and above the dresser drawer there was like this glass thing. I still have it in one of the bedrooms, the guest bedroom. And inside of there, I had all my Migos. She knew I had dolls too.
If I still had any of those, I would have done that too.
Yeah.
I think that I only had a very small number, 3, 4 maybe, and I have no idea what ended up happening to them. But again, I mean, the just the few years age difference that we are, when you're that age, that's when it makes the biggest difference. Because I mean, I don't know how long they lasted, but it seemed like they were real hot, like, you know, real popular, 78, 79 and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was only 6 or 7. So I didn't have a lot of them, and I have no idea what ended up happening to them. I probably destroyed them.
I kept all of them in good shape except for Wonder Woman. She got destroyed.
But, yeah, so I last year I finally finished my X-Men run, so I can say that I actually completed the entire thing. And since Gotham by Geeks, I've been getting like old Detective and Batman books, and I'm also working on trying to complete the run of Captain America, you know, from, you know, when it launched at 100.
Yeah.
Way up. I only have about 20 more issues that I need for Captain America.
Well, that's good. Is that Captain America every volume or just the first volume?
Just the first volume.
Okay.
I do have some holes missing in later volumes when they kept relaunching. I every once in a while I became a little bit jaded with the constant renumbering.
Yeah.
And I, you know, for whatever reason, I would pick it up and it wasn't really hitting it with me as much as I would like. And because it wasn't issue number whatever 566, but it was issue number 8, I felt like I didn't have to keep getting them. Whereas if it was like a one long continuous issue or numbering, I probably would have, just for the sake of keeping the run going.
Right.
But yeah, I would just end up eventually sometimes falling away. And then when Brubaker started his run, that's when I pretty much kept buying them straight through again.
Yeah, Cap is one that I'd like to fill at someday. I got all the expensive ones. I just have to work in the Kirby era, believe it or not.
Yeah. A couple years ago now, I finally got 117, and that was the last expensive one that I needed. So now it's all like, you know, $15, $20, $25 comics now that I need. But, you know, with the fact that we have we've got 5-year-old twins, I don't have the money to just, you know, get a lot of them at a time. I did do well the Comic-Con that was last weekend, just a smaller one that Queen City put on. I ended up getting 4 different issues of Captain America that I still needed. So that put a little bit of a dent in it, which was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the latest one I think I'm going to complete if it arrives before the holiday is Jonah Hex. I'll have everything.
Wow, now that's nice. I hardly have anything of Jonah Hex until it started up again when, like, you know, the 2000s or
The
whatever.
All Star Western.
The one prior to
the
52.
one shots, the Jimmy Palmiotti and
yeah,
Jason
yeah, yeah,
Gray.
those. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I only have a handful of the original series. It's something that I love, but I've never concentrated on it.
Yeah, I'm a little less focused than you and Campbell and some of the others. I kind of go down rabbit holes. Like,
well, you have a lot of different things that you're interested in, and so if I'm getting stuff, I might, like, I'll pick up whatever if I happen to see something that looks interesting and it's like in a dollar bin.
Yeah.
But at the same token, I'm not gonna, like, all of a sudden start pursuing, you know, Jonah Hex or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It'd be a conscious decision that's what I want to actually, like, stop and focus on. And right now it's going to be Captain America. After that, I'll see what happens, because I was talking to Martin and Chris Campbell and a few nights ago. And I mean, I've got almost 250 and up for Batman. I'm probably missing about 8 issues. All between like 250 and 263, I'm missing like 8 issues. And I mean, beyond that, it'd be so sporadic that I'd be buying the books, because they're not all hundreds of dollars. But, you know, I mean, if I'm spending $40, $50, is there something else that I'd rather pick up to kind of complete a run? It's not like I'm ever going to complete a Batman run.
Yeah.
On Batman,
I'm almost consistent to like 146. I'm missing a handful after that, but it's close.
I asked the two of them what their, in terms of Batman or Detective Comics, what their pride and joy was.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine for you, I probably know the answer.
Yeah.
What, you got number 3 or something?
Yeah, I have number 3.
Yeah.
Which
My
is the
God.
First appearance of Catwoman in costume.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good book to own.
Yeah,
in any condition.
One of the best purchases I've ever done was at my comic shop, where some guy just brought in a bunch of Golden Age stuff. And I knew they were going to be expensive for me, but I had to have them. And I don't regret anything about it, because I picked up Batman 3 in 17 and 18.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And 17 or 18 are really nice, especially the 18 that has Hitler on it. And
oh, my God. I'm looking at it now. Hitler and, well, whoever is, I don't know
Stalin,
if it's Mussolini.
Mussolini and the guy from Japan, which Hirohito?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I'm not really.
It says, ensure the 4th of July.
Buy war bonds, yeah.
when I got
those, I was kind of blown away, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. To have number 3, obviously, of itself is just incredible, but to have 2 more issues before number 20.
Yeah.
For Batman.
And then my earliest issue is 27, which is also a nice cover that has Santa Claus on it.
Which one? Detective Comics? Detective Comics
Batman.
27?
No, Batman. I wish it was Detective 27. I'd retire
imagine?
Right now. I just,
huh?
I would retire. I would sell it.
You would? You'd sell it and retire?
Because it would be enough to probably get out if it was in great shape.
I don't know what I would do, because it'd be like a dream that I actually own it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could give it away.
Oh, I probably couldn't. I'm just saying it would be nice.
And it makes no sense. It would make, I mean, you, like, you're talking about like supportive spouses, which we both have.
Yeah.
I think that would make my wife insane, like, that I have however number of pages of a comic book that could be millions of dollars that I wouldn't give up, and that we could totally change our condition of living because it's a comic book and I won't give it up. I think that would drive her crazy, and probably rightfully so.
Because the collector mentality, the brain works different. Like, rational behavior is a little odd. Because
Pulls
when you
out,
look
yeah.
at the logistics of things, you don't think rationally a lot in collecting.
No.
Yeah.
Because it's what you're interested in.
It's
I mean,
because you
if.
love it and you have a compulsion sometimes. Like sometimes the compulsion overrides.
Well, yeah, and if you and if you've been collecting like we have since you've been a kid, you've always like just dreamt of like just somehow coming across like so one of these types of comic books somewhere. And the fact that you would, let's say you actually somehow got it and then be expected to give it away, I'd be like, my entire point was to get this, not to give it back. But like if I found a sports card that was worth a similar amount of money, I'd sell it in a heartbeat because I don't care. You know
That's
what I
exactly
mean?
my thoughts.
Yeah.
The comics would be the last to go for sure.
Right. I'd be like, oh, I don't care. Let's get some money. Let's retire or whatever. But if it was a Batman 27, or I mean a Detective 27, I'd be like, I don't know if I can get rid of this.
My latest rabbit hole is the Legion of Superheroes.
Is it?
I'm targeting first appearances. Yep.
Oh, so you're going that way.
I am. Well, I got the first Ultra Boy at Heroes, and now I'm targeting the Night Girl. I'm targeting my favorite ones first.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of these, the first appearances are all in it were in Adventure Comics or
Action Comics, Adventure Comics, Superboy.
Okay.
You'll find them spread out through all of those. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Obviously, the Adventure Comics with Saturn Girl, Lightning Lad, and Cosmic Boy are probably. I probably won't ever get that one.
Yeah,
But
that's.
unless something really. Some opportunity comes across, I come across some great opportunity. How
Exactly.
about collected editions, real quick? Let's talk
Sure.
about collected editions, and then we'll wrap it up with how you store and do stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
So, yeah, let's talk about collected editions. So, I've had a modest library of collected editions. For the most part, if it was something that really looked cool and I really liked it, I bought it. Give you a couple examples. I have like a the Kingdom Come like slipcase edition is like a red like box that holds the books.
Yeah.
Hardcover, and then I have a similar one for Crisis on Infinite Earths. So I really loved those stories. I've read them several times. So I got the collected edition. Again, back then I was getting them from Queen City. So, I mean, I'm only getting a small discount from whatever it was. Some other collected editions I would get if somebody turns me on to something and I, didn't want to have to track down all the single issues. Like a example for a more recent example in the past like 15 years would have been guy came in and was doing some contracting at where I work, and I don't know, somehow he found out that I collected comic books and we started talking, and he said that the Wildstorm Stormwatch was incredible and I had never read it, so I went and bought the trades for that. But similarly to the actual comic books, when I started looking at DCBS, I found myself getting a lot more collections,
Yeah, well, it's more tempting because you see a $100 book for $50, or like a $40 book for 20.
Exactly. Yeah, you look at a collection that's $40 or $30, and you
Yeah.
know that you're going to be able to get it for 15 or 20.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, it's almost like, how do I not get
How do you
this?
not get it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I've gotten a lot more collections. I've got about three piles now on the floor of the room that I have upstairs, where I have, it's kind of like a comic book room, but it only has a small portion of my collection. But I've got like three pretty high piles now of collections that I have to go through to eventually read. So yeah, I mean, in the past 3 or 4 years, I've been getting a lot more collections. I've been getting the Batman Golden Age omnibus.
That's an awesome collection right there.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying reading those. I never read any of the Injustice stuff like
Oh, that's
singly.
good. Yeah.
Like I never bought the single issues, and I'm not a digital person at all,
Who
so
would have thunk it though? Like
I know.
a video game based property that is just phenomenal. Like it,
It's so good, right?
well, it's so good for a fan of history, and because yes, it's an Elseworlds, but they like nail the characters, the personalities and stuff, even though the situations twist their personalities a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like they knew what happened before the event. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yep.
this is who the character was until this happened. And
Exactly.
yeah, it's just amazing.
So I'm up to year 4, I think. That's coming up soon. I'll probably be reading that by the end of the week. So I've read the first 3 years in the hardcover. So I wait for the hardcovers to come out, and then that's one rare instance where I've never bought any single issues or what have you, and I just read them in hardcover.
Yeah.
Irredeemable was another one that I never bought a single issue of, but I have
From Boom
the whole run
Studios,
as,
yeah.
yeah, I have the whole run as trades, but I've only read, I think, the first four. So at some point, I'm going to go back, reread what I already read, and then read the rest of it as well.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah,
The Mark
they're really
Waid
good.
Boom characters.
Yeah, and I think by the time I realized that this really seemed so like it was something very interesting, it was already far enough along that I'm like, you know what? For this, I think that I could just read the story and enjoy the story. And I didn't, as opposed to a lot of other comics, I didn't have any like compulsion to have to buy, to go back and buy the single issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else were you, wondering about anything else in terms of the collected editions?
No, I just wanted to touch base. I know you get more than that, but that's kind of like
Yeah, I mean,
what you're collecting. Like, I want to get all the Batman ones or.
I'm getting all, so I'm getting all those Batman ones. And some of the other ones that I'm kind of getting as well as I'm getting the Flash Silver Age ones.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the Batman Arkham Asylum
I would love if they
as
did
they come
a
out.
Flash like Golden Age one,
Me
of
too.
that. Oh
I would be all
man.
over that. Yep.
Golly, that I would love that.
And then
Because
you, I know.
I missed out on the archives. Like
But I did.
there's
Well,
a couple of archives that I really wish I would have gotten.
you know what I got for archives is I ended up getting every time it came out, and this was like later in the archives, I believe. But I ended up get I have the whole run of the All-Star Comics archives.
Yeah, I got that's the one that I caught on to, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Same here. That's exactly where I
But I
first
missed
caught
out on
onto
the
it.
Flash and the Green Lantern and the Doctor Fate ones and
Yep.
all the Golden Age ones that I kind of would want. They have like a Black Canary, I believe.
The other one I would have liked is the Legion, and I never got. I mean, Legion went up so high, and I never. I mean, it was so early on. I think they started the Legion.
But they
I never
did
managed to
start
get
a
them.
Legion Silver Age omnibus, right? I mean that in the format that you like in the Batman, yeah.
Yes, I did get. Thank you for reminding me. I did get that. So I'm getting that. Those are really the only three of those type that I'm getting. Although I did
Yeah.
get the, what is it? Is it House of Secrets that came out
Oh
not too
yeah.
long?
Yeah, the Swamp Thing one, yeah.
Yeah. So I got that, and
They have a
now
House
it
of
looks like
Mystery
the
co they have a well you got the House of Mystery I think and
House of Mystery, and
the
then the
House of
House of Secrets
Secrets
is
is
coming.
coming out, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I did. And then you saw that they have like they do for Batman now. There looks like they might start a Flash one,
Yeah.
like they did a Flash Rogues. So I'll be all in
Oh, I
on that as well.
love those. Like the Arc did you were you in on the Arkham Asylum ones?
I came in late, but you know, with the trades, you can go back and get a lot of them. So I'm in the middle
Yeah,
of reading
I
the
just don't know how
Two-Face
long
one
those
now.
things will be in print. I mean, you can
Yeah.
always get them digitally. That's the good thing.
That's
But
true. I've got quite a few of them right now.
it's
And
a
then as new ones come, I get them.
those are amazing. I find those amazing for two reasons. One reason is that they exist to begin with, and then the second reason is it's somebody like an editor telling, kind of like making a suggestion, saying, "I think these are the most important stories for these villains."
Yeah.
I find that fascinating because I would like to do
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm reading the Two-Face one now, and it's a lot of fun to read them.
All right.
I think Clayface is coming up soon too in my on my stack.
Yeah. The Two-Face one I'm almost done with. I just have to read the contemporary stories,
Ah,
which are
okay.
the deluxe formatted editions, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's how that book ends. I read all the other stuff before that. All right, so we got a little bit of, how about on the Marvel side? Is there any Marvel collected edition book that you like to get, or is it pretty much DC?
It's pretty much DC. If anything is real that I really love, I'll get, but it hasn't been like a whole series. Like I have the Alpha Flight Omnibus, but I wouldn't feel the need to get any more of them,
Do you
like
have any of the
farther out.
Uncanny X-Men or?
I do have I have for the regular X-Men, like that starts with X-Men 1,
Yeah.
I have both volumes of that. So that's every, all 66 issues of the original
Yeah,
X-Men.
yeah.
And then I have the first volume of the Uncanny one from like
Uncanny.
giant size to whatever one, whatever number goes up to.
Yeah.
And then what I actually have, and this is totally unlike me, as you know, but Nick Wetmore turned me on to like those deep sales that they were doing for the Masterworks digitally.
Yeah.
And I started getting the Spider-Man ones just sporadically. There's, a couple here, a couple there every time that they were on sale.
Yeah.
And then the last time, I think they had a very, it might have been, mostly they were $3.99, but I want to say one time they were even a little cheaper. And so I got the rest. So I believe it's up to 18 on Comixology right now.
Right.
I think I only need one more Masterworks digitally, and then that will lead into what I naturally have for single issues. So I can, at that point, I'll actually be able to say I've read every single Amazing Spider-Man issue from the original run.
That's
So,
great. Yeah.
yeah, because
I've
I've been reading them
that's
all
kind of
along.
what yeah, that's kind of what I'm on too. I'm reading a lot of Spider-Man. I
It's
can't
fun.
believe I decided to stop Amazing, but I got to go. I'm going to cave.
The
I
stuff
made
that
some
you're
cuts
reading
and
right now.
I'm going to cave. I'm like already cave pretty much on Amazing.
Well, the stuff that you're reading is like the stuff that like
Oh,
that time frame
I
when I first
love
started going to Queen City. So it's like when I start collecting
it's the
week after week.└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└����������������������������������������������������└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└������������������������└
I
it's
lo I love what's going on now with the Black Cat. It's like she really has a dis like disgust. Like
Of
when he takes
Peter.
his mo yeah, when he takes his mask off, it's like
Yeah.
you are the most disgust. Like she walked into his apartment, says, "This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen." And now that his mask is off, it's like I am not attract. Can you put your mask on so we could have some sex?
Know.
It's like he's the most repulsive, ugly person that you've ever seen.
It's
That's how
funny.
she acts, yeah.
I know, she totally does. It's but yeah, I saw some of the
And
stuff that you were posting recently, and it's like, oh my God, the Puma and stuff like that on the cover.
they're
Yeah.
keeping secrets from each other. Like she's not telling him that Kingpin gave her,
Oh,
the
the
powers.
powers, right?
Yeah.
Because she didn't have any real powers before that.
And he's just finding out that his suit is doing some weird shit. Like
Oh,
it's,
that is good stuff.
well, he's like exhausted. He's like, I slept 8 hours. What the hell's going on? Why does it feel like I'd have got no sleep?
Yeah, and it's
It's
showing you what's going on that he doesn't know,
yeah.
but you see it. Yeah,
Well, Puma's the
it's.
first person that said he Spider it like made Spider-Man pause because he says, "Your webs are organic." And he's like, "What the fuck? What do you mean they're organic?"
That's
He knew the
awesome.
suit. He knew the suit was generating it, but he's
Yeah.
like, "How are they organic?"
Right, because why would
And
he
like
think that they were?
Puma shows up, and he's like, "Oh, I can detect the aura of Black Cat." Like, he knew something was up because he's like, "There's this aura around her," and he was like missing her, and so he kind of knew that there was she was she had some power that he didn't want to deal with. Yeah.
It's good. I love that whole era.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's like everything else. It's like when some of the stuff that you first start reading, it's like that's the stuff that you can always go back to, and that's what you're reading right now is a lot of the stuff that it wasn't my first introduction to Spider-Man, but it's when I started being able to pick it up and get it every
that's
month
when you
without
were
missing an issue.
passionate about it on a monthly basis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so let's wrap this up with a couple of things. I already
Okay.
know the answer to a couple of them
Oh,
because
do
I was gonna say, well, how do you categorize your
you?
your comics?
My
What tools
comps.
do you use?
Oh,
Like
yeah. How do I catalog to so I know what I've got? Well, this one guy that I know, he kept talking about this thing called Comic Base. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I asked him about it, and it's a little bit pricey, but it's absolutely the most incredible tool that you could ask for.
It's a lovely tool, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And Mike, I can't thank you enough for giving me information on that. Seriously, it's like when I have the collection, and I don't have a collection your size. I think I have a collection about half of your size. But I mean, it's still a lot of comic
It
books, and
is.
this is, it's just so great to actually be able to go through this, see all the covers, see what you have, see what you need, just all at a glance.
And not have to deal with entering the data yourself
Oh
at
yeah.
all. Like, I mean, there are exceptions. Like, if we buy a comic at a convention, we might have to enter it in. We might have to enter in these 100-page DC
That's what I was just gonna
digests.
say. I don't know if they're gonna end up being in here or not, because they're not solicited in Diamond or anything, so.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that because we're going to have the same. We're going to have to do this.
I wonder if they'll add them in, everyone
Well, it
putting them
has
in
a
and sending a
barcode, so
file.
I'm going to scan it in, and it'll have the price information and all that because it's in the metadata of the UPC for sure.
So I use Comic Base to so I know exactly what I have, what I need.
Do you use the barcode
They
scanner?
I do not have a barcode scanner, so I'm just manually typing in
One,
I
yeah.
actually yeah one when I have but what's nice
Maybe
is that
you could use a barcode scanner.
I'm sure I could, but I just haven't I haven't sprung for one at this point, but Chris Ivy, I think, teases us sometimes because we don't have an app. But you can still download your reports to the web,
Yes, you
and
can.
you can have a little link on your phone that takes you right to the reports page, and you
Or
just
download the
pull up your
PDF
report.
to your phone,
Yeah, you could do that too. Sure.
yeah.
So it's still convenient enough that if I mean, this happens a lot of times, whether I'm at a con or I happen to go to the comic book shop that has like the 50-cent comics or whatever, and I see a run of stuff. I'm not sure if I have it or not. I can pull it up and I can say, okay, I've got this, need this, need this,
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
So it just makes it super convenient. And I like the different reports you can get out of there. Like you showed me a while back, you did that pie chart of, I
Oh
think,
yeah,
just.
I love that chart. I do that.
Distribution,
I do that one every year because the thing that's amazing is it you could see how much of your collection is one company. Like
Yeah.
for me, DC is like this half of the pie. I mean, it's like it's huge.
Well, it's funny because I think when I first started entering this stuff, this would have been pre-rebirth. And it was very, very similar. DC had a slight edge over Marvel,
Yeah.
but now between me being all in on Rebirth and me totally like shifting for back issues to apart from Captain America and some other stuff, I mean, I'm getting a lot of DC back issues. I just pulled it up now. It's at it went from pretty much being even between the two companies to being 40% DC, 35% Marvel.
Wow.
So I mean, just in
There's
the
a there
past
there's a
2 years.
yeah, there's a shift
Yeah, there's a
for
shift going
sure.
there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. I like the reports that you can pull out of there, and I like how you can just hit F12. You can see how many comics you have in stock, and
Yeah.
I mean it's awesome. Yeah,
So
I love it.
boxes and bags and boards, where do you get them from? Just the store, or do you
No,
have
my
it
God, no,
from
Mike.
DCBS shipped that way?
No, I get from DCBS. They just come, not bagged, not board. I know you do the same.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for years and years. Before I even knew you guys, I think the E. Gerber from the Overstreet Guide. I think I saw their ad or something, and
Oh, yeah.
it's just like Chris Campbell says. It's like the only place that I know of that you can't order anything online. You actually have to call an 800 number and talk to a lady. And God forbid she's at lunch.
They got rid of the 800 number, believe it or not.
Oh yeah,
So,
that's right, they did. Yeah, so now
yeah.
you have to call long
And
distance.
she's at lunch a lot of times.
Yeah, it just rings and then you
She's
get
the
this little
nicest
message.
la she's the nicest lady, but
She's super nice. Have
and
you ever left
she
a
like
message?
know
Did they
she
call you
like
back?
knows me. She says, I don't know if they have caller ID or what, but she'll say, Michael, do you still want the 1,000 bags and 1,000 boards? And I'm like,
See,
yep,
you're
all right,
famous.
ship
Ship it.
it. Yeah, I said ship it.
Yep. So yeah, I love E. Gerber. I get the M2s and I get the halfbacks.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Yeah. I
What
never tried a
size
full back.
is
Seemed like
that the
those are a little thick.
standard M2s? I can't
Huh?
remember. Is it the
M2s
standard?
are the Mylite 2s.
Yeah,
They're the two
but
inch.
what size?
Oh, I get I believe it or not, I know that a lot of people get the standard. I do get current, but then I keep the standard in stock as well for
I
older
like the
comics.
standard because it's very flexible.
Excuse me.
It
It
it'll
is.
do everything very well except for Golden Age. So
Right.
I bought 200 Golden Age ones 'cause I need them from time to time because I believe it or not, when I go to a con, I come back with two or three Golden Age. So that's my new thing, but
That's one thing that I'm going to need to get eventually, and I don't know why I never have, but I don't have any Golden Age boxes.
and I ordered what is it? Magazine size, just so I can do my back issue magazines and my comic scenes and my wizards and all that stuff.
Yeah. So that's I went through it, and I wonder if you did the same thing, if we could just talk about this real quick. When I was first getting comics, of course, nothing was bagged and boarded at all. And then when I started realizing you could do that, I started bagging them, but I didn't board them. And then I started buying the boards, and then I'd pick and choose which ones I would bag and board, depending on how
What
much
you
I
thought the value was.
Yes. Were you the same way, or? And then eventually you just start
I
doing
started
everything.
off with polypropylene,
Yeah, too.
and I would just bag, just like you. I wouldn't even tape though. I would just
Oh,
bag and
yeah,
then
page.
fold it over in the bag. But then it was like not tight, and they didn't
Yeah.
fit tight in the box. And then I started to bag and board. And now I started to go away from polypropylene because polypropylene will get that yellow tint
I was going
after
to
about
ask you
10
if you've
years.
ever gone back and pulled the, like in years past pulled those out to like rebag them with Mylar. I did that like I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and oh
Yeah.
my God, it's like the comic books have been sitting in that polypropylene for 20, 25 years, and it's just like, oh my Lord. It's like you barely see through the bag.
Yeah, it doesn't like the my once you go Mylar, you're not gonna go back unless
No.
you don't really care. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my progression as well. I just was wondering if you were the same. It's kind of funny.
I was the same. How about the boxes? Do you get the drawer or do you get the
I
regular
have
ones?
regular long boxes. So
Can I make a
I've got
recommendation to you?
you're gonna tell me to get short boxes.
Well, I'm just telling you, in like 3 to 4 years, when you're gonna lift those things, it'll make you much happier to lift a short box than a long box.
I bet.
It, because your back isn't gonna improve with age,
I
you
just
know?
had to grab a bunch of, not a bunch, but like three or four long boxes in because they were upstairs. I was sorting stuff and I needed to bring them down to the basement.
Yep.
Oh my God. I was like dripping with sweat. It was like crazy. And I'm like, in years past, I could just do that no problem.
I gave myself an umbilical hernia with the long boxes because we had a window well flood one time, and I just took all the boxes. Like I became the Hulk. You know how the 1970 Hulk TV show when you get like this adrenaline? Like even Bill Bixby was stutter, you know. Studying adrenaline at the time, like he's like, how's this woman able to lift the car? And that's how he uses the gamma radiation. It was like I had this adrenaline like nobody would believe. Boom! I was lifting these boxes, running upstairs, lifting the boxes, running upstairs.
You were saving your babies, that's
Well,
why.
I didn't even know I had a hernia until I went to the doctor. I just thought I was fat. I was like, why is my belly button sticking out? You know, I just thought I was like, you know, in the turkey pops. I thought I was just done.
You're done.
In other words, you got fat enough, you're done. And the doctor said, no, you got a hernia. And I was like, well, it doesn't hurt. And he's like, well, if you want your insides to come out of your belly hole, you better get that taken care of. So, yeah.
Yikes.
After that incident, I went short box. I really did. And I, one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah, I probably should do that.
With large collections, you will not regret it.
It's
If
just, I don't want to
it
keep
was like,
constantly buying.
feels like 12. Well, I'm not totally converted either. I still have a lot of long boxes.
Do you? Yeah.
A lot.
You probably have as many long boxes as I have, and I only have long boxes.
But yours are contemporary boxes with the lid, and you stack them on top.
Yeah, I usually only go a couple high, but
Yeah.
I'm running out of room, Mike.
Yeah. I hear you, and I don't I if you have a solution, let me know, but I haven't figured out a good one yet.
I mean, especially over the past, like 3 years or so, because since DCBS.
I have a plan for a storage locker, but my mind is having a detachment problem. Like, they're part of me, and I'm like, it's like letting your child go to college or something. You know, it's like, no, I can't let him out of the
I
house.
know you need them near you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear
So,
you.
yeah.
But yeah, so still all long boxes for now. There's a handful
Where do you get those from? Like the store?
just from the comic book store.
Yeah. Do you get
Yeah.
any of the boxes that are have the logos and stuff on them, like the Batman
I
box or
haven't. Have you?
I only did that for I have a lot of Epic collections and believe it or not, they came out with boxes for trades. And they have like Thor and all kinds of stuff on them. But I have like the Epic collections in boxes right now.
Oh, okay.
They're
Yeah.
actually They're actually heavier than fudge, though. They're the size of a short box, but if you stack all the Epic collections in there on their sides, they turn really heavy fast.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Those things are they're put
They're
together really well, but
dense,
they're, yeah, dense. That's the word. That's the word, yeah.
they're dense and heavy.
Yeah. But yeah, man. I don't know. So far it's worked out for me, but
Well,
I
maybe when we retire, we can just get move all into a warehouse together and like segment it. Like, okay, the Myers are over here, the Kriegers are over here.
Exactly. Oh, I gotta, yeah, I gotta find some more room. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, knock a wall down.
I know. Stacy's put up with a lot,
Is
but
there any other things you want to talk about before we wrap up?
No, you know what? I think I was just gonna ask you just one quick thing. Now, I think you when you when you inventory or put your comic books in a certain order, like you sort them by publisher or no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But
See,
there's three categories. There's
what are they?
Marvel, there's DC, and there's other. And
Oh, okay.
other is inventoried by company.
It is by company
It
still?
is by company in alphabetical order, but they're together.
Gotcha.
So like you'll see Image, IDW, Dynamite, everything else. It's kind of like the way previews used to be, right? I mean,
Yeah.
you got your two major publishers, and then there's everything else.
Makes sense. And mine are just in straight alphabetical order, no matter what. A through Z.
That would drive me crazy, but it works for you.
It works fine. It never even occurred to me to
It works really good for your system, though. Like
Oh, for the reading?
yeah, 'cause you read alphabetically. That's
Yeah.
another thing that the listeners need to know.
Oh, doesn't everyone know that by now?
It's really fascinating. That's why I love doing this Collector's Corner, is I get to learn some of the strange collectability things, and then I also learn stuff that maybe I can adapt. Like I've been struggling with the merge. I
Oh,
have
that's what I wanted to tell you, but go
have
ahead.
no idea. I have not found a good way to do this other than hire somebody to do it. I hate the merge more than anything. I just hate doing it. I love seeing what I got during a merge, but God, do I hate lifting boxes and then
Moving
making.
boxes.
Well, it's not just the lifting and then putting books in there. It's like, do you make the box have so it has room, like to grow? Do you have to shift a box? Do you have to have three empty boxes just so you can do a merge? Do you know what I mean? It
Absolutely.
logistically becomes very difficult very fast.
Yes, it does. So, and it's funny that you say that because that's the only other thing I wanted to mention is that I started to, and maybe I misunderstood what when you had that collector's corner with Bob Bretall, but I thought this is what he was saying that he did, but whether I was right or wrong, this is what I started doing. As current titles, especially obviously on the Marvel side, but on the DC side too, would stop would be canceled and may or may not start up again, but I'd start filing them away in boxes. Just and when a box filled up, then that box was filled up. And my intention was I would put on the box almost like an index card and note
And you
what
know
was
what
on
it
there.
is. And and and
And
the
then maybe
comic
I
and
would number
comic
the
ba
box.
right, and Comic Base has a place for you to do that. And
Exactly, right?
that's how he got the world's record. Like, because
And then I'm thinking.
he could go to comic he uses Comic Base, by the way.
Oh,
And
does he?
Bob Bretall has it, so he could go to the Comic Base, and then like the Guinness Book of World Records auditor comes in, and he would like select thousands of different entries. Okay, I want to see box B52 that has Batman 252. Take me to that box. And then he'd take him to the box. And that's how the audit went. But that's how detailed and articulate. And he really has a good system. I just, it just, my ADD of the way he does it, it God, it hurts. Because it just means that Batman will be with Avengers, will be with whatever, because he inventories by reading. So like when he reads it, it goes into a box alphabetically.
Right.
And I love the system. That system would work. And if you can label the box, it works. But part of me is like, has that librarian mentality. And it's like, I get itchy thinking about that. I am doing that, by the way, right now. I'm doing the mental system. But I get to a point where I have to merge still. Like, because my brain starts to decompose.
let me just tell you. So basically what I do is anything that's current, that like is a current title that is being published, I keep upstairs in this comic book room with a bunch of boxes and stuff, and so that way they're easily accessible to me. As a new issue comes out and I read it, I put it, you know, behind the previous issue, and all the current titles are all kind of together, so I'm not all over the place looking. When a title gets canceled, then what I was doing was I start moving it, or when a title ends, I should say, I started moving it into new boxes. And when that box filled up, the intent was I would start labeling it and stuff like that. But but I'm like you in that it started to bother me, and especially because I wasn't following through either with like the index labeling or anything else.
Yeah.
So it started to bother me that like, and I'm just making this up because I don't have it in front of me, but let's say a 2006 Avengers, a full run is in one particular box, and then like the one that started in, let's say, 2010 is in a totally different box, and the original Avengers is in my original huge run of A through Z, and none of them are together. So it started really bothering me. So every time I went to the LCS, I would just buy more boxes.
Yeah.
I talked and I'm telling my wife my quandary, and she basically said, like you did, she's like, listen, she's like, every whatever number of box, like is it whether it's every third box, every other box, whatever, she's like, just leave it like half empty.
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, all right. So I actually took all those boxes that were more recent runs that had come and gone, and were all like in their own alphabetical order per box, but not mixed in with anything else. And I actually did a huge merge, and now everything is together.
Yeah, but now your boxes are full, and then you have to do that same principle again you have a half box.
They're not full yet because I did what Stacy recommended, is that like left room in every box, but in like every third box, it's only like half full.
Yeah.
So as stuff moves, I can continue to move it out, but I can still see – I've only finished this like 3 months ago. I can still see already – it's not going to be like a year before some of these boxes are totally full again.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be stuck where, okay, what do I – now I'm going to have
what
to
do I do now?
A box
and not
then
only
move
are,
out
not
the
only
other
are,
box.
Not only are they going to be close to full, but then your closet space or wherever you're storing it is getting closer and closer to being full.
Exactly.
It just becomes a logistical nightmare no matter how hard you think, unless you have – a large amount of square footage available for this, for
exactly.
growth. And I've seen some like man caves that are badass for this, like for growth. Like I saw one guy build a man cave in his wall. Like he perfectly designed it so like storage boxes would be flush with the wall.
Yeah.
And they like go in, they like slide in and slide out. And like awesome. I've seen some badass designs, but I don't think I'll ever be there.
No,
I'm just gonna roll with it, roll with the punches, and maybe someday when I have a month off, I'm just gonna do another massive merge, which takes about a month, believe it or not. It takes that much with my size collection and one person doing it.
Well, it depends on how much you wanna do too in a day, you know?
Yeah.
And for me
as you get older, you get sore because
you get sore, you get tired faster.
You're lifting and you're bending, and sometimes your neck is like propped down, like because you're angling it at a different level, and you're going at different levels for me because it's drawer boxes. So like I might have a drawer that's eyesight, or I might be bending down, and so that's the downside to drawer boxes. What I usually do is elevate. I'll get like two empty or two boxes that are full and just use those as like so I have it at a level that's maintainable. And then just use those as so I can put the box that I'm merging on top of.
I mean, but no matter what, like you said, you're going to encounter this no matter what. And then you have to just decide what you want to do. And I mean, for me, it took a long time to go through it all. It probably took me more than a month, but it's more because I didn't necessarily have a lot of time to do it. I was doing it like if I would had enough energy after the kids went to bed and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like I couldn't just do it any time that I had I
You have
was
to do
home.
it in spurts. You have to do it
And I
in
had it, and
spurts.
you have to do it in spurts. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
And Nick and Daryl are saying, "You dumbasses, all you have to go to is my iPad and just pull up the title and there it is."
Know. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Same here.
Yeah, it's just the
Do
for me the
do you still
collecting
find
it's
that this is one other question that I like to ask. I ask this of the digital people too, but do you find it more relaxing to read in paper than on the digital display? I do. I just feel more.
I'm trying to think about that. I wouldn't say that I'm not relaxed, but I just prefer the experience. And I don't know if it has to do, I mean, and hey, like Nick and Daryl, they've been reading comic books forever too. So I mean, since they were kids, but for me it's like it just brings me right back to like when, when I started buying them, and
Not
I
only
just
that, when you
like
started
having.
buying them, and but the other thing I love about it is technology is nice, but it intrudes so much on a life I knew when I was a kid. And just getting away from it is sometimes just so gratifying. Like it's just like I can escape without having this tablet or phone with me. And that's the part I love. Plus,
Yeah, and I totally
I'm on a
understand that.
computer all day, so
What'd you say? What was that last part?
I'm on a computer all day, so
Yeah.
it
I am
affects.
too, but I don't think like you because it sounds like I imagine anyhow that your job is a lot more like your eyes are glued to the screen. I don't know if that's true or not. But even though I have a computer, I do all my work at a computer, it's not that type of like I
Yeah,
don't know. I
my
don't
eyes
think
are
it's as
glued
intense.
to
I think
four
yours is more
screens.
intense. Four screens.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. No, but you know what the other thing for me, the big part for me is I like to look for the issues. And of course we're talking about back issues now, but
Oh, back
I like
issues
to
are so
look for the back
wonderful too, 'cause
issues.
the ads. Oh my God,
Yeah.
I
I
love
just
it
want to
'cause
have
it
the experience of
captures the
looking for the issues,
time.
finding one and buying it, and I don't know.
It's different when you just go to your iPad and say 99 cent buy now. It's just
Yeah. And again, if you're just looking at it to read it, then I mean that's perfect, but I like that whole other aspect to it. But, it's fine.
Some people get it and some people don't, but it's a collector obsession kind of thing. There's lots of things it provides. And I love every bit of it except for the merge. I love it all.
When the collection wasn't so big, the merge used to be fun for me because like give you another chance to look through some stuff that maybe you haven't looked at in a while. But now you're right. Now it's just so much. It's like you know what you're in for.
It's fun for about the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's going to take a whole month, and you're like, oh my God, it's
Yeah,
a
and then
lot
you're
of
done.
work.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me. I thought it would be a good idea to do this just based on the situation with retro so we could get Chris back. And hopefully off shift my other podcast. But the one thing I like is I want to try to get the show out, whether it's me and you or you and Chris or me and Chris. I want to try to get it go because I know the summertime is rough. There's just a lot of stuff, you know. There's a lot of family things. There's a lot of things that come up. There's vacations. It's tough. Matter of
Oh my
fact,
God. It gets busy. Last year was very busy. So far this year, this summer's not proving to be quite as busy, but we'll see what happens. It's just getting started.
and plus you got spur of the moment things. Oh, we got to do this weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
And
That's what
for
I'm
me
expecting.
last weekend it was like you got to work the weekend. So it's like, oh, that throws a little crick in my plan. And when I work, I'm just too freaking exhausted for the most part. I can do a Mike Ems because I could do it whenever I feel like it, but other than that, it's tough. Yeah. All right, well, I want to thank you for joining us. You can reach Rob at Rob Krieger, like Seeger.
Krieger.
Yeah, on the Twitter machines, and at me at Mike Myers, at Mike Myers Brunch. And this is found on the Geek Brunch podcast. And I think you're host 6 or 7. I can't remember. I have to go back and, but I love doing these. And I've been trying to get Aaron Myers on here, but
Oh, that would be a good one.
yeah, because he's got the hell of a collection, and his looks like he's running out of space too, because he takes pictures of his shit, and yeah, that'd be fascinating to talk to him. But I like doing these, and I thought it would be a good thing to get you on the show.
It's always fun talking, Mike. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, you're my pal, my brother. So you have a good
Same
week,
here.
and I hope everything's good for you.
Thanks, you too.
You take
I'll
care.
talk to
All right, bye.
you. Bye, Mike.